Coming up next here on your favorite radio station, it is time for Hour 3 of the Saturday Special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Dave Michaels.
Hey, MZ, how are you?
The host of Hour number 3 is going to be Ramin Real Talk. Ramin.
Oh, all right.
How about that? Pretty cool, huh?
I love it.
Okay. And so, I'm going to put out the phone number, 831-479-1080. If you want to participate via email, I guess you can do that at mz@ksco.com.
Welcome to Hour 3.
You're so good already. That's fantastic. Okay. You say Michelle and Dana Point.
Michelle and Dana Point, you're up next.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to clarify some of the things. I heard you talking about Chad Bianco.
Okay.
And while I would love a law enforcement person to be our governor,
okay,
I just wanted to clarify some of the things that have been going on down here in Southern California.
Love it.
I've been heavily involved in election integrity and election validity.
Good.
In my county, I live in Orange County and Riverside's right beside us. Actively involved with the team that's been trying to work on that election system.
Okay.
They have the Dominion election system.
Yep.
And unfortunately, much to my chagrin, this team has had zero luck with Chad bringing any attention to that. And most recently, in the Prop 50 election, there was 45,000 more votes than actual voters that showed up. They did a full-blown audit after that election. They brought it to the board of supervisors. They brought it to Sheriff Bianco, and nothing has happened. If that, I feel like that would be a really good thing for him to be talking about right now while he's on the trail, because that's going to directly impact his election, and that's happening across all 58 counties in our state.
Okay.
So my concern about him is that he's been in the system way too long, is part of the system, and not really bringing solutions to the table to help us fix this problem. We need to be able to vote out the people who are not
Here's my two cents on that. Mike, Dominion thing, I agree with you 150%. That's a bad thing, okay, number one. Number two, I don't think you're going to find the perfect candidate. So I haven't put my foot down on any particular person or put my flag in the ground yet. I want to hear what Steve Helton has to say. And once I hear what he has to say, I can make a determination of who's the better candidate. Now, they're both going to have their flaws, okay? Again, you got the things against Chad Bianco. Some of my comments have been he's doing the whole pathway to citizenship thing. He kneeled for BLM. He doesn't have the experience, so forth and so on, right? That's from his side. Then I got the Hilton side. Well, he just became a citizen like 4 years ago. His wife is a communications director for Netflix, so she's a PR campaign machine. So, of course, she's going to have things, you know, in his camp that are said correctly or whatever it is, right? Chad's team is small. His wife, Denise, I think she runs his campaign, if I'm not mistaken. Regardless, we have to pick the best candidate out of the choices we have. And beyond these two guys, you've got Katie Porter, you've got Eric Swalwell, then you got a bunch of 3 or 4% guys like Matt Mahan, Becerra, Villagrosa. So those guys I'm not concerned with. Tony Thurman, I'm not concerned with. Betty Yee, I'm not concerned with whatsoever, okay? Whatsoever. I'm scared of Katie Porter. I'm scared of that because she's polling the same as Chad and Hilton. Why? Why is she polling the same? You got to think about that for a quick minute and think about what's going on, because most of the people, they don't vote based on what's coming in. They vote on people they know, like high school. This is a high school election, basically, what it comes down to. So a name they've heard, I'll vote for her. Eric Swalwell, I've seen him on TV. Okay, I'll vote for him. For us people who are tired of what's going on here, you got two candidates, Chad or Hilton. We have to pick one. And I'm actually going to say, whoever Carl DeMaio's Reform California kind of picks, I think we all have to kind of follow in line. No matter what, at this point, to me, this is the 2016 election. Imagine what would have happened in 2016 if Trump would not have been elected and Hillary Clinton was, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What would have happened to America, right? So Trump stopped that a little bit. Then we had Biden come in, open up the borders, everything went to hell, so forth and so on. Imagine if Kamala Harris had won. What would happen to America? To me, this is 2016 in California. This is the existential election. One more session of Democrats ruling the roost and taking control of our lives, I think will be the imminent demise of California. And I think it's almost irreparable. Even right now, with the stuff that's going on with, like, the refineries closing, why is Chevron out? Why is Valero out? Why is 66 out? California has made it impossible for these businesses to stay in California. It's too expensive for them, okay? So these policies have to be reversed somehow. We have to be more friendly. And it's not like tomorrow we can go flip a switch and get Valero back online. It's going to take a year for them to come back online, which means higher gas prices for you. So that's my take on who to vote for. I don't know who to vote for. I'm not going to say one or the other. But again, not one of them is going to be perfect. But one of them is going to have less imperfections than the other, and hopefully we'll be going towards that right direction. Do you agree with me, Amy? Or?
Yes, I do. Do you think that we have any chance California become a red?
It is red, except for the redistricting. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know
if you noticed. They put what's Mendocino? What's above Mendocino? Uh-huh. There's a county up there, way in the north, northeast of California. They made that county come all the way down with a finger to San Mateo County. It's one district. How the hell is that possible? You got a bunch of farmers who have cows, and they own farms with a bunch of city folk in San Mateo as one district. This is impossible. So does that answer your question at all, caller?
No, that's great. And I guess my last comment will be, I'm not so worried so much about the governor. What I'm most concerned about is the attorney general. And Michael Gates is actually running for that seat.
Okay.
He's been fighting for Huntington Beach.
What's your take on him?
For the last 10 years. He's amazing, okay. And I'm helping with his campaign.
Good for you.
And he will fight for everyday Californians like he has for Huntington Beach. And push back on all the local control, the things that the state's doing. But most importantly for every single person on this call and that's listening is that he'll enforce election laws that are yes. being violated at the state level and the federal level. And if we have an opportunity to vote these people out who are not representing us, that's the most important piece for all of it. This is the framework for everything for our republic.
I'll actually be talking to Michael, I think, on April 3rd or 5th. I'm not sure which date it is, but his team has set me up. I think he's coming to the Bay Area or something like that, whatever. I don't know what date it is, but I'll be talking to him. He's actually an ex-Trumper, isn't he? He used to work for the Trump campaign or Trump
administration. He did. He was in his he was the third in charge at the DOJ, but he came back to run against Rob Bonta
and
save our state for
Rob
us.
Rob Bonta sucks. He's one of the criminals in this state that has let it go down. He's the
criminal
chief guy
syndicate.
Who's supposed to enforce the law. Dude, enforce the law, mm-hmm. please.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for your time.
You. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day, you guys. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Michael, who do we have next?
We have Alec in Santa Cruz.
Alec, you're on the air.
Alec.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Not too much. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question that's on a different topic, if that's okay.
Let's go.
I was curious as to what, I mean, I was curious to know since you, I mean, I've really been liking the show. You're covering so much. I was curious if you know what the current state is of what's going on between the CPUC and AT&T in terms of AT&T still being the carrier of last resort, because I've been wanting to set up my landline, and the times that I have done it in the past, AT&T, every time I'd call them, like, they'd tell me, oh, you have old copper lines. We don't want to do it. We're not going to support that. And I would still sign up for it. It would work, but every time it would rain, then the line would short out. So I would call them out here. It would take maybe like four calls. And then they would come out here, they would look at it, and they never fix anything.
So you're dealing with the old copper lines, the four-wire system, and they have to have electricity. And those lines work in any emergency situation.
Yeah.
They have five exactly. volts, I think, running across them, if I'm not mistaken. So keeping that infrastructure alive is a big deal. And I think AT&T is the only guy out there who has the infrastructure to keep that alive. If I'm not mistaken, I'll fact check myself after I leave the show, but this is what I'm working with. But anyway, yeah, AT&T, it sounds like it's the last guy. I don't know anything about the CPUC covering that, but I think they're the only guys that provide that copper service.
Oh, okay. I was curious to hear if you had heard anything recent, because the last ruling that had come down was that even though I typically don't trust the CPUC and they're in
don't,
the pocket
don't trust
for,
them. They're not working for you.
Cover, yeah. I was encouraged that they at least at the time they said that AT&T needed to keep maintaining it because they still are the carrier of last resort and basically the landline infrastructure of the whole state would be in jeopardy without them.
Yeah, and so that's the emergency. That's the emergency lines that are, you know, during an earthquake, during a flood, during a tornado, whatever. Those are the lines that are going to be still maintained. You can actually tap a phone line into. But you can, I think, if you have an old phone, you can still put in a jack in the wall and make a 911 call, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, I had been using the service, you know, which is about $50 a month.
Wow.
But the last time I had heard any sort of ruling was maybe like 1 or 2 years ago. Me and MZ and others have talked about it on the
MZ. What do you know about this last resort thing?
Oh wow! I was talking with Dave Michaels about something, so you gotta.
Yeah,
I wasn't listening.
AT&T being the last resort telephony service for the four wire system that's in place right
now.
Oh
yeah, that used to be something that I would know a lot about, but and Alec, I'm ashamed. So all I know is that they. All I believe is that AT&T has been wanting to get the hell out of the landline business for years.
Yeah.
And the way they do it is by making it insanely expensive so that it's not their decision, it's yours as the customer or mine as
That's
the customer. Right? And so,
yeah,
so what have you been, I apologize. I was having a conversation here with Dave.
Oh no.
Absolutely. So you want to get a landline and you can't, or what's the problem?
We had talked about it in the past, but as many of you probably did when I was a kid, I grew up with only a landline here in the time that I lived out on my own, I have a couple old style phones. I've had the landline service from AT&T in the past, but every time you make it to winter and you start getting the rain coming in, it would short out.
We'll have to do a show on this. It's sort of knocking things off.
Sorry.
Sorry. That's okay. Alec, it's a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Nothing is nearer and dearer to my heart than the sitting duck status that we are in right now by the fact that we have no non-internet dependent telephone service available.
No.
And as soon as our enemies take us to our knees by killing the internet, which kills our phone system entirely.
Welcome to Iran.
Yeah, yeah, really. That's what scares the hell out of me.
Stalin?
And that's what we need to be talking about.
You think
about.
Starlink were kicking?
Well, I don't know. You know more about Starlink than I do.
I have no idea.
We'll have to get our friend Elon.
They took it down. They took it down where the Chinese gave Iran a bunch of Starlink killers. So.
It doesn't work.
And Michael, correct me if I'm wrong.
Thank you, Alec. Okay?
Made in
appreciate
China.
It. We'll do this next time, okay?
What do we have?
That's if open lines at 831-479-1080 right now, or mz@ksco.com. But what were you going to say?
I was going to say really appreciate what we have here. In Iran, they killed people, and they didn't let them have the turn off the internet for 3 days, I think. There were, according to NATO reports, there were 35,000 people mowed down in the streets over 2 days. But reports that I've hearing from Iran itself is over 50,000 people were killed. And they were even going body bags. This one kid was found in a body bag alive, and his parents found him 3 days later. He was so scared to move. So thank God we're here. And I hope that we fix the PSTN situation that we can have communications. But this is what we don't appreciate in America is that other countries don't have the same things we do, and they're getting knocked out for it. So, yeah.
So I have a question about the religion. So now how many Muslims in Iran?
In Iran, I think so. Iran was a Zoroastrian culture, right? And then the Muslims came in and made it Muslim.
Yeah.
I don't know what the numbers are. I was Christian, or I'm Christian, actually.
What about percentage, probably?
Percentage of Christians? I don't know what the percentage of Christians in Iran would be. They're all out, for the most part. So the Christians would be the Assyrians, the Armenians, and other cultures. But they've come to America, so for the freedom of religion thing. Because, you know, this is what's kind of funny to me, too, is like, you'll see, I think Mamdani is banning dogs now. Dogs are haram. Okay. So when you see other cultures and what we have here, it's night and day. And I love that we have freedom of religion here. And I can't tell you percentage wise what I want to say less than 10% probably are Christian in Iran. And there's also Jewish there too.
They filming those protesters. You know, against American attack. Must be Muslims.
I truly, truly, truly believe this is the whole Free Palestine thing. This is the paid for by some organization, and they're, you know, they got their clean cut wood sticks and nice made signs.
Yeah.
Same thing that was happening in Britain. I don't know if you watched Charlie Veach or not, but he'd go out to these protests and they were organized protests. You see the same guys out there all the time. They're being paid.
Professional. Yeah.
They're professional protesters. Yeah. Okay?
It's like Antifa. They were funding actually
they're
China.
100%.
People give them money.
And that's
what
scares me. So look, this is now what you're talking interesting politics, right? So China, you will cut off their oil. What's their next play? Taiwan probably, okay? What is the other play they have? Well, they've infiltrated this culture. We have freedom of movement about what you have Chinese teachers, you have Chinese organizations under American names, like the Freedom Act or something like whatever it is, right? The Freedom Protest Group or what, I don't care, whatever name you want to put on it. But they're funding these protests, which to you and me, the average American citizen, be like, oh, shoot, look at all those guys.
Can
out there.
You
they
believe
must,
that?
They must
funding
be, you know,
to against
organic.
America.
They're not organic. And this is what, Michael, this is what truly pisses me off. I think if you go down, like I said, open up your neighbor's house door and say, are you for America or not? Most of the people are for America. They believe in America. I think that we're listening to the news, which is controlled by other organizations out there that are not for us. And I think that we're hearing propaganda, like you said, Amy. Yes. I love it. That's absolutely true. Yeah. I believe it.
Because people didn't realize live here. They still believe. They say, well, I said, where did you get those info? Oh, TV, whatever, social media. Yeah. So who is on those places?
Yeah.
What are they feeding you?
Where's it coming from?
So they don't think about that.
You have to.
Yeah, they just believe too naive or whatever.
It's naivety.
Know, maybe.
It's because you're nice. That's why. Yeah. And you think everybody else is nice. Not everybody's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Harry in Santa Cruz. If you want to talk to Harry in Santa Cruz.
Harry, you're on the air.
Harry, you're on the air.
Well, not Harry, but I'm Gary.
Hey, Gary. Gary, you're on the air. All right. Clean-shaven Gary. Hey. What's going on, man?
Ramin.
Hit me.
I want to tell you something. You could be a national talk show host. I've been listening to talk radio for 30, 40 years, and you are on it, man.
I appreciate
it. You are on it. And you are very entertaining, but you're also knowledgeable. I haven't heard a thing you've said that I don't disagree with. Anyway,
one
of the
disagree with?
I do not disagree with anything he said so far.
Oh, that you do not.
Double
negative.
Hit me, Gary. What's going on? What's on your mind today?
Well, what's on my mind is, you know, we used to be a melting pot.
Yes, we talked about that earlier.
We became a chamber pot.
Chamber pot.
Yes. That's interesting. Tell
me more.
From
a melting pot to a chamber pot.
What does a chamber pot mean? Give me some visuals.
I think Amy could tell you.
Amy, what does that mean?
I don't know chamber pot. That's
not, a chamber pot was a pot back in the Middle Ages that people did their business in.
I see.
Yes.
Chamber pot.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Chamber pot,
okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah. And China use that chamber pot. There you the truth.
Well, we can clean that chamber pot out, okay?
Right.
And we'll use some bleach.
That's, yes, I agree. And Trump is doing everything he can. I like your take on Bianco. I do not like Steve Hilton. I've looked into him.
Okay.
You know, he used to, he was a, oh, what was he, an underling over in Britain?
He was the second in control underneath 10 Downing Street, I believe. He was the, his communications or something director underneath the last, yeah, MP.
Underneath the last labor leader or yep. So-called conservative.
Yes. Not so good. Actually, you look at what's going on in Britain, right? Look at Starmer. He's not letting us use Diego Garcia. Are you kidding me? This guy, what are you doing, bro? And England is on its last
on its way out.
Yeah, it's not good, man. It's not a good situation there.
They are going down, so anyway, I am pulling for Bianco. Okay. I understand, that I've heard, I was disappointed with Hilton coming out and attacking him.
I didn't like that.
But the other thing I want to say is, since, Iran was, is being taken care of by Trump, who is so, he is a chess player beyond belief.
4D, and, buddy, 4D chess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He exposes the Democrats, that's what I call them.
I like mine the best, Venomcrat.
Yeah.
Well, you can interchange that, but, he shows them at the State of the Union, he showed they stand for nothing.
That was shocking to me. That absolutely blew my mind. Stand up if you believe that you are for the people. What? Yeah. That's not a question. That's not even a question.
Really? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
They are not for the people.
Now, we the people of the United States of America agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, that's all I got to say. Have a great day, and
I hope
you get on nationally somewhere. You deserve to.
Thank you for calling, man. Appreciate you very much.
You bet.
Tom in Marin is next.
Giddy up, Tom. What's shaking?
Hi, good morning. Hey, I wanted to second that kind of, I was going to lobby to have the current guest host become more of a regular host.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, man. I got a lot of work to do, so I don't know if I can commit, but, you know, love this. I enjoy this. This is fun.
And regarding the subject, some of the subject matter today is that, yeah, kind of like just what you went over, I'm a Bianco supporter.
Okay.
And kind of if you just go look at the other guy, it was, you know, you mentioned it. He comes out of a basket of snakes.
Yeah.
So if you want to get snake bit, I guess that's your guy.
It's interesting. That guy has formed a golden slate, they call it. Okay. So in California, I don't know if you're familiar with what happens in California. So all these people running for governor, they get to go into the jungle system. The jungle system says, hey, the top two candidates that came out of here, whether Democrat, Republican, two Republicans, two Democrat, doesn't matter, they are going to go to the November election. So in the jungle system in June, we vote. And then two guys come out. So right now, it's up for four.
Good to have them, I guess, right now.
Well, I don't know if it's good. So
with
the mathematics, we could get canceled out, okay? So, but anyway, yeah, absolutely. Hilton has a golden slate. He's tagged in Herb Morgan. He's tagged in Michael Gates. And he's tagged in a couple other people that are being running as a ticket. California doesn't have a ticket, per se. But Hilton has made a ticket, quote unquote.
Go check out his wife.
Yeah, I know his wife.
She hangs out with.
Yeah, I know. All the billionaires.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary.
Yeah.
So, but also on one other thing, not to get off topic, but just regarding the landline and the copper wires under the ground thing,
all
you have to do is basically just think about it. What do human beings, what's the number one decision-making, you know, factor?
Cost?
Benefit.
Okay.
Benefit,
there you go.
Mm-hmm. So AT&T, they don't want to use their own copper lines because, you see, they can't get as much data off of the copper lines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And number two, the copper lines have law that's tied to them.
Yep.
Where the other lines do not have any kind of law that's tied to them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Those are the two main reasons.
I like that.
So
that's
they
a
don't
good angle.
Want you. They will fight you to try and turn on a copper line, even though you have it already and it's there still existing. They were trying to actually come tear them out.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very nice.
So that's it on that thing. So, yes, we need the copper lines because so many different reasons can make the other ones just not work.
Okay.
Where it takes a severing of the copper to make it not work.
Got it.
Anyway.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate
for calling
you.
It. Ron and Carmel is next. Yes? Ron and Carmel.
Hey, Ron. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I've been watching your show for the last couple of months, and you're great.
Love you. Thank you, man.
I also saw the Bianco interview. I thought that was great. You moved from room to room on that one.
Yep. They moved us, yeah.
Yeah, and on the copper wire issue on the telephones, Michael's right. I had a $200 a month AT&T fee for my two lines at the office, and it went from $200 a month to literally within 6 months, it went to $1,400 a month. I had to drop it.
Wow, that's so terrible.
So I'd say keep up. The other thing is now all of a sudden I can't find you on the Internet. I can't find you on YouTube, so... What's going on with that?
Yeah, go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was going to say, all of a sudden you dropped from my viewing from YouTube. So
wow. Just go and thumbs up a video. I think you'll get back in the algorithm. But just I put out one every day. I try to put out a video every day. Sometimes I'll break down and I won't do it because I'm just too tired. My brain is dead. But for the most part, yeah, one a day. By the way, the next person that calls in and talks about PSTN lines, I want to hear about Captain Crunch. Otherwise, no PSTN.
I know
about that.
Captain Crunch.
You don't? Do you seriously know Captain Crunch?
I do. I do.
Okay. I love it.
Would you like me to get him on?
Are you kidding me?
I think if I don't have his current cell number, I know somebody who does.
Wow.
And I one of the best Saturday specials I ever did in my life was with Captain Crunch and Joy Bubbles.
For all you young people who don't know what the hell that is, that's the good old days.
The guy who has perfect pitch.
Yeah.
And I did a whole bunch of phone numbers. I said, what did I dial? And the guy with perfect pitch told me.
Yeah, that, he's amazing.
I was all with Captain Crunch.
I love that.
Same deal. Okay, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, what do we have here? We have a call being screened.
Uh-oh.
A 510 call. And another call.
Uh-oh.
Do we dare take a call without being screened?
Take a call. Who cares? Let's go.
Who is this? 0659.
This is Lee, Michael Zwirny.
Oh, hi, Lee.
I wish to speak to this godly man, but they took God out of school when I was a kid. I've been wanting to speak to this man about Michael Gates because he beat Newsom ten back in the COVID time when Newsom bulldozed the access to the beach and wouldn't let anybody go to the beach. He took Newsom to court and won.
Good.
He won.
I'm actually meeting Michael Gates, like I told you, I think in April, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll be talking to him very soon. He has my ear. I like this guy.
Oh,
plus he's running against our current guy, who absolutely sucks.
Well, here's what he brings to you and to all of us is the actual what is the law that is being thrown and deceived to us, Californians. I mean, let's just take another subject on this. Yesterday, we were looking at have to paying over $7 a gallon for diesel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, right here in Salinas.
Well, welcome to California hell. Just wait till $9 gas comes your way. Coming soon.
But you know, when he took out these two refineries, I mean, but let's get back to the hardwire that the other. I pay the guy that we called just to be a couple back lines back. I pay more than almost five times what he's paying is $450.
Wow.
But the thing is that I know that AT&T is trying to push this thing to the satellites so that they won't actually be in the grid will not be totally with this digital system. It'll all be dependent on the satellites, and if they drop out, then we have nothing but with a hard wire.
Agreed.
They have a backup generator. That will support that no matter if there's no grid. Yep. I mean, or no electric feed because of many different reasons. I appreciate your red, white, and blue fabric, Ramin.
Thank you.
What you say is 100% in my heart. I'm excited over the ability for us to stand up, but the thing that I've been waiting for over an hour and something to speak to you, is that Michael Gates, his website for people that are listening right now is gates4ag.com. Okay. And they need to you all, he can stand and support you if somebody jumps on your back or he'll put yes. light on what how to protect you. My mom was a legal secretary and I know that you need to have that kind of support, but I don't want to there was something else that I just I guess the only thing that I can say is that Michael Swirling led me to Dr. Joe Wallach.
Wow.
And that was 30 years ago. And I'm 25 years past my father's life. And when Michael did that for me, but Michael on the radio, for months his voice was, he was having a congestion. And he's thinking that I'm against him. I'm not. And I love this man. And I told him that outright. And Dave Michaels, he wants me to be on, I've got to just say one more thing. He wants me to be on AI without me knowing it. And okay. I don't want anything to do with AI or Google. I don't trust these people.
Okay.
You know, and yet I say to you today, we have to stand for the truth. That's what Christ wants us to do.
I agree with you.
And what you, I look forward to having some way of being, I don't know what your thunder is exactly, if you're going to run for anything.
No, sir. Nope.
Okay.
I'm just a loudmouth.
Well, no, you carry the truth. You put
yes.
light.
Free speech.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, that's it. And without me hogging the rest of it, my hat's off to you.
Thank you, sir.
I'll just say to Michael Swirling, keep on keeping on, Michael. I haven't heard your congestion now since you got back from the bottom of the earth.
Amy, you're right.
Take
B2 or something like that. Take BTT.
So one last thing, if you'd give Amy a nice big California bear hug for me, but don't break any ribs.
Okay,
fair enough.
Thank you, Lee. Fair enough.
And you and your whole family, bear hug to you.
I love you too, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. So long
you.
For now,
thanks,
gentlemen.
Lee,
so long,
take sir. Care. Steve in Fremont. I mean, you stay Steve in Fremont.
Steve in Fremont, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, everyone?
What's shaking?
I heard you guys talking about landlines and stuff, too. I've been working for the phone company, AT&T.
Uh-oh.
Back then, I started out, it was Pacific Telephone, and I was putting in party lines in Boulder Creek, Santa Cruz, Zionte, Ben Lomond, and all that. So, yeah, kind of brought back some memories there.
Greenwood but, 5. No. What was 335?
335. That was
Felton. Felton. But what was the word associated with the 33? I forgot.
That's a good quiz question.
I don't remember.
Oh God, even you don't. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I love it. You guys are all old timer PSTN guys. You know who I'm talking about when I say Captain Crunch, and you guys all have the area codes laid down. I love it.
Yeah, we did all that. That's crazy. But anyway, I was just, the reason I called is, I have a friend, his name is Lewis Herms.
Okay.
He's running for the governor of California.
Say what?
Have you heard of Lewis Herms?
No, I have not. Is he actually in the competition at this point?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. His website is hermsforcali.com.
All right. Can I ask you a question? How close are you to Lewis?
He is a good friend online that I know. He lives in Camarillo in Southern California.
Gotcha. Was he Republican or independent? What is he at?
He's Republican.
Gotcha. So, look, I'll be very honest with you, man. I appreciate that he's running, and I think there'll be a time for Lewis. I don't know if we should be diluting our limited vote that we have with, right now we got 30%, 15 to 15 for Chad and Hilton, okay? And the Democrats are going to kick our butt if we don't get together, all right? So I don't know who I'm going to hitch my wagon to, but I would strongly encourage everybody to hitch their wagon to one guy. I don't care who it is. Let's all agree on who the hell it is, okay, in a minute. Well, not today, but as soon as we figure out who we want. But let's all go behind that person.
Well, I agree on that, yeah.
I appreciate you calling in.
We need somebody to run for governor.
Absolutely. We need to kill this governor race. We need to kill it.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, I appreciate you calling.
Right. Someone named Rory.
Rory, what's shaking?
Well, here, let me put him on here. Okay, now he's on.
Rory, you're on the air.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call, Ramin. I looked you up on YouTube, and there you are. So
living color, man.
I'll be tuning in. Yeah, I enjoy your candor, your practical sense. We have at the work I do, the guy running our lab is Persian.
Nice.
First name is Mostaba, and I always tell him, Mostaba, how's my favorite Persian doing? He's a great guy.
There you go.
And his parents are still alive in Iran.
Wow.
But anyway, and we know what's going on, and I hope you're able to come back periodically and give us updates on your thoughts on what's happening there.
I would welcome that. It would be fun.
Geopolitical strategy, and it would be good to know another perspective. Thanks for bringing up Prop 19. We're going to zero in on that besides the governor's race. And I appreciate the focus on property rights. I had not heard this issue about gas hookups for your water heater. You're telling me that if you sell a place.
Where are you calling from?
After,
what city are you in?
I'm in Watsonville, Santa Cruz County.
So I don't know if it's crept up to your neighborhood, but all over the seven Bay Area counties all have electrification plans by 2027. So one of them got into effect in 2026. I think it was the water heater part of it, but the 27 means no more gas ranges, no more gas air conditioning, whatever heaters that you have, nothing gas in your house.
So you would have to retrofit it.
You would. You would. So before you sell it, the next person who buys it would have to have that installed. And that's either coming out of your pocket or that's coming out of his pocket. One of the two people.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, this is nuts.
It is nuts.
The whole global warming thing is BS.
It's bullshit.
It's designed to.
It is complete bullshit.
It's designed to crush people and squeeze the middle class. Now, you were saying rate payers. Now, you're talking kilowatt hours. The price per kilowatt hour is going to what for well-to-do people? 80 cents
no,
a
so
kilowatt
the, it's,
hour?
No, so it's a surcharge fee. And I don't have my phone in front of me, but I'm going to be doing a video on that pretty soon. So it's income-based.
Okay.
It's going to be income-based rates, essentially. So if you're under the CARE plan, C-A-R-E, that's a $6 thing. If you're under the FAIR plan, F-A-R-E, I think that's a $12 guy. Up to $69,000 a year income, you're considered impoverished. I think that becomes a $24 something or other. And then anything after that, they got tiers of how much you pay. So I don't want to, don't quote me
right
now.
They've already done the tier pricing based on your usage.
No, based on your income.
They've been doing that for years.
Based
on
income.
But I mean, prior to that, now you're telling me they're switching it to income.
They're going
to
be income. And so, you know, this PG&E is the most expensive in the country. Well, it is. That's exactly right. It shouldn't be part of the information. Now you're getting into the whole, how do they have my money?
Constitution.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Fourth Amendment violation of my Fourth Amendment right to have security in my personal, my body, my papers, my effects. Since when has a utility started knowing about my income?
Since Gavin Newsom and the CPUC decided that they want to know how much money you make, man.
All right. Are you pro Bianco? I don't trust him.
I'm not pro anybody yet. I know I'm pro Republican, and that's it. I don't want another Democrat in office. Unfortunately, there are good people out there, Democrat, but I don't want them. I'm done.
Not many in California. Find me one.
Well, but there are.
There might be a couple. But anyway,
but beware.
But Bianco, I think, is, even though he went through all that BLM and the kneeling crapola, he is, and I don't know, he's not current sheriff of Riverside County, is he?
I believe he is.
Anyway, okay, well, that's a big deal. That's an elected office. Hilton, I don't trust. It's like, dude, you're from the UK. You're a media guy. What the hell do you know what's going on?
Don't just immediately dismiss Hilton, too, because look at Trump. He was a media guy. He was a businessman, right?
Well, that's true.
And look at the good stuff he's doing. So I don't have a horse to hitch my wagon to yet. I will.
All right.
But as soon as I do, I will definitely let you guys know. And here's the deal. Be open to both sides, okay? Let's all fall into line and go behind one dude, whoever the hell it is.
One guy,
that's it, and kill it.
The jungle primary will kill us if we don't unify behind one good candidate.
Absolutely.
And also, I'm fourth generation in California. My Irish and Italian ancestors have been in California a long time. All my grandparents were born in the 1890s in L.A. or San Francisco.
That's cool.
And I remember when the Persians showed up in L.A., after the fall of the Shah,
Tehrangelis
to be reckoned with.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know honestly where the money came from. They brought a lot of money over. Everybody seems to own a gas station or something else, and now their kids are becoming grown ups and making something of themselves
too. They're smart, savvy people. I knew some Armenians too that were here because of the genocide against them by the Turks.
Yeah,
1916. And but anyway,
good for you. You know your history. I love it.
Yeah, and I'll be watching you on YouTube. Thank
Please
you,
do.
MZ
I appreciate
and
you.
Amy, we appreciate you guys having Ramin on, and we appreciate you showing up once a week to do the Saturday special.
Thank you for the delicious strawberry.
Oh,
strawberry
the
forever.
Best strawberries.
They're back in
season. Rory growing the best strawberry.
Did Dave give you some a couple weeks ago?
No, I think.
Or 3 weeks?
Heaven.
Okay,
I think it was three weeks ago. Dave, holding out on us, huh, Dave?
The truth shall set you free.
I'm going to make a point. I'm going to be down in Santa Maria this week. I'll make a point to get you what I consider, even all the varieties that we've developed in our company, the one that I think is the best strawberry variety in the state of California.
Wow, that's a big promise.
I'll get some for you guys.
Amy says strawberry fields
forever.
Amen. Yeah. All right, you guys. Take care. All the best.
Thanks for calling in.
There are no other callers. Now, in the past, what that's meant, Ramin, just so you know, is I am a person who refuses to accept personal responsibility for anything. Amy will tell you that.
Okay.
Right? And so when there are no callers, instead of blaming myself for being a lousy host who's not prepared sufficiently like you are all the time, I blame the callers for not calling in.
Okay, what are you guys afraid of?
No.
Listen.
Sometimes people listen.
I know.
All right, if you're listening, I need you to get at your phone and dial 831-479-1080 and talk to me right now.
Forget about me. But what I was going to do, what's worked in the past, is I threatened to sing.
Oh, okay. Go.
Huh?
Go. Up
no.
there it goes.
See,
light
the
them
phones,
up, baby.
The phones, all I had to do is bring it up.
Right.
And now it's going to light up like a Christmas tree.
Can.
Because they
can
would much spend. Rather not have to listen to me
you're
sing.
Off key.
Right.
Who do we have?
That's funny.
it's filling up fast.
There you go.
Yeah,
wow.
You go.
Okay. Well, I'm going to answer.
What do we got?
Here.
10 minutes left on this?
Who is this?
I want 12 callers to call in.
Who is this?
831-479-1080, and we're going to go rapid fire.
Who
okay.
is this?
Good.
Who is this? You're on the air. Who is it?
Tim in Felton.
Tim, what's shaking?
Wow.
I'm sad to hear you don't want to run for office. I would vote for you in a heartbeat.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
What can we do to mobilize our side, like Jan said, I heard what you told her, but like a large group to go out and, promote.
Okay, here's what I'm telling everybody. First of all, I'm going to follow Carl DeMaio's recommendations, Reform California. He's got a lot larger platform than anybody else that I know of, okay? So I'm going to follow what he's saying. The most important thing for me is to get a Republican in office. I don't care about anything else. and the rest of the Republicans. But I also recommend to people on my channel, you need to talk to your uncle. You need to talk to your brother. You need to talk to your sister you haven't talked to in 3 months. Okay? Get them on the phone. I know they vote Democrat. Talk to them very slowly. Wean them in. And this is perfect timing. You know why? Gas prices are going up. People are going to be hating life. And they're going to keep going up. I'm predicting right now, I took a picture of me in front of a gas station, $6.79 in Menlo Park. I'm going there today. I'm hoping it's over $7. Because that's going to cause you pain and your sister pain, and your uncle's going to have pain too. Then they'll start to listen.
Fair enough? I can't wait for you to come back to Santa Cruz and be on Saturday special soon.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Okay. Right. Now, how about Joe in Florida?
Joe, Florida?
Yeah.
What the hell? Joe, Florida, talk to me.
We got to take your national. You're hot, man.
Appreciate you.
I run for national office.
There you go.
Not just global.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. What's on your mind, brother?
I love your YouTube. Bye.
I appreciate you. All right, rapid fire. Who do we got?
Don and Salinas.
Don and Salinas, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, my take on the governor's race is this. It's going to be a Democrat.
Uh-oh.
No matter what you do. You know, we tried to recall Newsom. What happened? He didn't get recalled. And because we had the gall to recall him, he raised our gasoline tax, doubled down on the train to nowhere. And you know what? If he was able to, he would run and get elected again.
Here's what I recommend.
Okay,
here's what happened yep. in a Trump election. All the Americans got out and voted, right? All of Californians need to get out and vote now. So we can overwhelm the system. Talk to your neighbor. Talk to your coworker. Talk to your family members you haven't spoken to in a while. And just wean them into the conversation.
I got news for you.
Hit me.
The Democrats own the system in California. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but they cheat.
Of course they
cheat. They own the system. There's no way to overwhelm it. It's fixed completely in their favor, and they have so many trained SEALs that just clap for them like idiots, whatever they do, that we're screwed. Until we are on the threshold of hell.
We're on the threshold.
No, we're not on the threshold yet.
$8 gas, you're going to be on the threshold, my man. $8 gas, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Thank you for your call. We've had $8 gas.
Don, we got to go to yes? Dave in Palm Springs.
Oh, okay.
Don, appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling him from Florida. Palm Springs, what's going on?
Hey, well, thank you. I had to call back again just to say one thing to you, Ron.
Hit me.
The problem with California taxes is tax is not the problem. Spending is the problem.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We'll never
they're teenagers.
Get rid of
you got your teenagers with a credit card ripping up through Macy's and Bloomingdale's right now. Get their credit card out of their hand and rip it up.
And the best thing I did, I had a 22-year-old, never gave her a dime.
There you go.
She has $70,000 in her bank.
There
I
you go.
I taught her how to save.
You can't beat that with a stick. Save. Awesome, man. Yeah. I appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. Who do we have next?
Deborah in Monterey.
Deborah in Monterey. What's up?
Hi, I just want to say thanks to you. I've been advocating for overturning Prop 19, and I was happy to hear about that. So I've printed out the petition. I just want to tell people that you have to really follow the instructions. I screwed up once already and had to reprint it. So really be careful.
Yes.
When you fill it out and do it correctly and fill in all the blanks and...
Thank you for your advocacy and keep up the good work. Keep talking to your neighbors. Keep talking to your family members. Talk to your boss.
I sent it out to California Arts and Sciences founder, and hopefully he'll give it to a lot of people. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you.
Peter
and Aptos. What's shaking, man?
Oh, yeah.
Peter, hold on one second. One second, Peter. Hey, I don't see the phone lines lit up here. We got 6 more minutes. I need 12 more callers on the phones, okay? 831-479-1080. Go ahead, Peter. What's going on?
Well, you know, that train from San Francisco to L.A., well, now I hear I'm getting really excited to drive to Merced so I can ride the high-speed train to Bakersfield.
You missed it. They've already built it, man. It's a stealth plane. It's a stealth train, and you can't see it, but it's there.
How much is it going to be? $50 a ride?
It's $80 per ticket, so I think. But you got to bring your bike.
Wow, what a deal.
Yeah, right? Hey, man, appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Who's
Ron
next?
Ron in Carmel.
Ron in Carmel. Light him up.
Hi.
I ran against Jimmy Panetta and Sam Farr in this district for Congress. Okay. I was in a general election.
Wow.
I'm asking you to look at the numbers. Right now, if you put everybody in one vote against with backing one candidate, we're going to lose.
Okay.
I think the best project going on right now is to try to split it so that we get two Republicans in.
I don't
runoff.
Think that's mathematically possible. Unfortunately, the Democrats have a machine that is well-oiled and well-greased. But I think splitting the vote won't work. But I appreciate that comment, and I appreciate you. Who do you have next?
Someone who ends in 9263.
9263, you're on the air.
I'd do anything to keep Swirling from singing.
All right.
Good.
I love what Trump is doing, but in the end game, I was thinking about boots on the ground, and I was thinking a good strategy might be to pull a Garibaldi, Battle of Palermo,
okay.
Seize the center of Tehran.
Nope.
And my idea for that was the 101 Airborne and the 82nd seize the airports and also dropped in on the idea I got from watching football, dropped in on the soccer stadiums.
There you go. That works. I like soccer over there, I think, so that's a good one.
and seize the center, and it worked for Garibaldi.
I love it.
And they could send in the SEAL team to secure the stadiums before,
awesome.
And then drop in the troops on the stadiums, and then control Tehran and install the prince temporarily.
Yes, and transition. And also get some kebabs, because those are good in Iran, okay?
And you could mobilize the population from the center.
You got it.
And then that would bring the army over to our side.
Thank you for calling, and
Nick
appreciate
in Boulder
you.
Creek.
Nick in Boulder Creek.
Hey there, MZ. I'm just going to give you a great compliment. Look at that, 12 callers in 12 minutes. You guys did it. You did it.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in.
But hey, you guys keep it going. Keep it going.
Okay.
Thank you.
You rock.
John in Aptos.
What's going on, buddy?
I was curious. What's your plan for the high gas prices?
Nothing. And, suffer. And that gets me talking to every single person. So I'm happy.
Right.
I want gas prices to hit 12 bucks. December 12th, 12 bucks.
Greg in Prunedale.
Prunedale, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, you were talking about the electrification of California.
Yes.
I think we need to start with Gavin Newsom's house, his businesses, and his rentals. And every other politician in the state should join in, and we should go to their...
Yeah, his hair would spike up. His hair would spike up, and we wouldn't look good anymore. So we need a lot more gel.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate
you,
man.
Craig in Campbell.
Campbell, what's shaking?
Hey, I'm the only heretic around here who wants to hear Michael Swirling sing.
Swing it. Go.
Wooly bully. He could do that.
No, no.
Wooly bully. Come on.
There's no time for that.
There's less than one minute left. We got less than one minute left. Do we have a caller on the line?
Craig is it right now, unless somebody else calls.
One quick thing.
Craig, one second. I'm going to put you on a quick pause. Hey,
okay.
All you guys out there, 831-479-1080, call right now. Okay, Greg, what's up?
No, Mel Gibson. I want him to run.
I love that guy. He's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
all.
That's it? No, you gotta keep the air going because we got two more minutes.
There's not enough time for me to sing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what is the chance? How soon can you join the race? You know, is there a time limit? Or?
Yeah, it's over. That happened on Friday, I believe. That was the last day to enter. So we thought Kamala Harris might come in last minute, but she's not in. Thank God. She's on a book tour. No. And you're paying for it.
Yes. That's right.
But that's got to stop. How come everybody isn't angry?
I don't know.
That?
We got 25 more seconds, guys. Come on. Yes. I need one more call. I'm not leaving here until you get me one more caller.
I got a question. Are you a Syrian Catholic?
There's the call.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
what do we have?
We have. That's all, folks. That's the end of the show.
That's it.
Yeah, the.
That's all.
Well, that was fun.
You're listening to KSEO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. The news is up next. If you like the show, let us know. If you don't like it, don't.